wonder why they had to stoop over like that. Such a beautiful trees.
I don't believe I've ever seen one bend as much as that one right there.
No.
It's really bent over.
And you know, I've seen them in other places. They'll come clean to the ground. Those limbs are fresh as ground. Well, in fact, that young one up yonder on the bank, it's one of the limbs drank in the ground there. Just about it. I'm fixing to cut it off. Trim up so it'll look better. Clean up around there.
I see.
Yeah.
In that house that you grew up in, did y'all use a fireplace?
Yeah, and the fireplace was a sticking dirt chimney.
It was a what?
Sticking dirt chimney.
What is that?
It's a chimney of fireplace you warm by. It's a home built by hand, see? Is there something we can do for you? Yeah.
So your father built that himself?
Yeah, he built the chimney himself. Yeah. Sticking dirt chimney. He's built several of them chimneys in our buildings. We built forested. He's built several chimneys like that.
Yes, sir.
We call them sticking dirt. What it is, they dig a hole and put clay in it. It's with clay. You cut up a lot of pine straw in that hole and make the mud up with water, make up the dirt, and they cut the sticks as long as they want, as wide as they want the chimney. And they start building them. They take this mud and ball it up and put it on these sticks and lay another one on top of that one, you know, and lay them up like that.
I see.
Sticking dirt chimney all the way to the top of the house. Yeah, build it right on the other side. And you got to be careful when you build a fire and not put too much heat out, you know. Burn your sticks out, the chimney fall down.
Right. That would be bad.
Cold weather anyway. And if you don't mind, if you're real cold, you throw on too much wood at the time. You've got to be careful about it.
Could you tell me how you built a fire in a fireplace?
Yeah. We take some, I call them tar splanters. We're plenty of wood then, you know. Go out there and cut you some good splanters. And strike a match. And stick to this. Start your fire and lay your wood on it. Now, back yonder though, before then, they had to use rocks, flint rocks. Knock the fire out of the flint rock on the cotton, set the cotton fire, and then they could start the fire from the cotton. That's the way it used to be back there. But my father always lucky to have matches. Strike matches. We had to be careful not to strike too many matches and waste them. We had to be careful, take care of them.
Did you have a big piece of wood that burned a long time that you put in the back of the fireplace?
Yeah, you could have wood like that and keep the fire a long time, keep the heat in the fireplace. We used oak wood mostly for that. Call them backlog.
Backlog.
Backlog. And I've heard my father talk about back on in the time that they had to use flint rocks to get fire from. There's a lot of dead timber fell in the woods in big logs, and they'd set into one of these logs would fall, and it would burn for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks, not even months, before it burned up. And they'd go get the fire from that log, you see. Get the fire out of that log. That's the way they used to do that before they got matches.
Right. Was there something inside the fireplace that you put those back logs on?
Yeah, you could have rocks, lay them on rocks, or something to keep them off of the ashes, you know. Or you might find some old piece of iron, something, brick or something. Put them logs on. And you could get as far started from then the next day if they still burn.
You ever heard people call those things fire dogs or dog irons?